Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's been 1 year since a law went into effect in New Jersey allowing terminally ill people in the state to take their own life with the help of a physician. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden looks at how all this is playing out.
The state reported a dozen people availed themselves of the option in the first 5 months on the books. All but two passed in their own home, according to the Department of Health. Corinne Carey, leader of the group Compassion and Choices in New Jersey, says just having it in place is a relief to many people.
Some of our supporters who are living with terminal illness that have been with us in this struggle to get this law approved are now focusing on living the rest of their lives instead of focusing their energies on how they're going to avoid suffering at the end.
New Jersey's law is considered on the restrictive side. It took years to get it passed. A patient must be of sound mind, given 6 months or less to live, and must obtain certification from two physicians. The lethal prescription is given to the patient who has to take it themselves. Carey says over 40 hospitals, hospice centers, and other facilities in the state have policies allowing doctors to participate. Doctors are not required to take part. In South Jersey, David Madden, KYW News Radio.